you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hey guys, this is Shannon. You're listening to The Thing Is. Thanks for coming back to join us. I'm here as always with my lovely co-host, Maddie.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
That's it. What else do you, I don't know what else you want from me every week.
I feel like you've been nailing it the past couple of weeks. You fell a little flat this week.
It's like, you know what it is? Like, you get like 700 hellos in a row. You're like, how do I spice it up this time? You know what it is? It turns into a long-term relationship. You're like, all right, hi. You know?
It's funny you should say long-term relationship, because we've been talking about your long-term relationship and some of the issues you've been having, and the guests that we've had on the show have agreed with you that long-term relationships suck. So today's guests, I feel like are, I hate to say this and I want to shoot myself for saying what I'm about to say, is hashtag relationship goals, but these two are like the cutest couple in the whole wide world, and so I'm going to introduce them so we bring them into the show. So we have model and actress Kendra Jade and talented singer-songwriter musician Lucas. So Lucas and Kendra Jade Rossi joined the show. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
We'll start this week. Usually I just talk about nonsense going on in my non-existent love life. But this week, I think we'll jump on Maddie again, because there's not much to talk about with me.
Oh, somebody should. It's not happening here.
And I feel like maybe they can help you. So Maddie has been in a relationship for 15, 16 years.
Yeah, just guess a high number. And then you're probably close.
Long time.
Yeah, 16 and change.
And you guys have been together, is it 13 years married? Together 14 years, married 13?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yep. Feels like 27, but yeah.
And a half.
Feels like 40.
So Maddie has stopped having sex in his relationship.
You haven't stopped?
Not completely, but it's slowed way down.
I mean, I feel like that's normal.
That's normal.
It's bottlenecked,
shit,
as they say.
But that's normal, man. You spend any amount of time with anybody, and you're gonna be like, "Yo, I need a vacay."
We're old. Wait, how old are you?
I'm 34.
Okay, so like, you should be really like kind of in your prime. You should be doing it.
That was short lived. That being on Maddie's side was very short lived for this episode.
Is your wife the same age group?
She's a year and a half younger. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, y'all should be doing it.
Should be boom, 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 boom.
Well, do you have advice? How can they get the spark back in their love life?
Try some different shit. Like, it doesn't hurt to, you know, expand your horizons. What are you into, dude?
You'd be hard-pressed to find something that I've wanted to do that I haven't done. I'm a pretty
with
dirty
her?
Boy. Yeah.
With her?
Yeah, I mean, listen, here's the thing. Once you've eaten an asshole, it's like, where do you go from there?
So you know? True, right?
Especially once you've had your asshole eaten as a man, right? Once you've reached the point in your relationship where your legs as a man are like over your fucking head, she just walked away. She's done. She's hanging out, but she left. She hates this.
Maybe you need to pull back a bit.
Like when you've been jerking off for too long and you go back to looking at like Victoria's Secret catalogs.
I don't know.
You've gone too far into like the nuances of porn, so you got to double back around and go back to pictures.
Here's the thing. Here's where the men mess up. Okay. Men are like sexual creatures, right? They just, they can be angry and do it. They can be happy and do it. It doesn't matter. They can be sad and do it. women, yeah. we need that intimacy. You can't. You got to romance her still, all the time.
That sounds like a lot of work, Kendra. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, that's probably why you're not getting it.
It is, bro.
You got to romance her all the time. You got to treat every date like a first date.
Years ago, I suggested to him to do like a date night once a month and like meet her there because they live together. So, you know, like get ready separately, meet there, like make it like a thing.
But here's what you're not getting about that, Shannon. Do you have any idea what a nuisance it is to take two separate cars somewhere? And then when you leave, you're like, oh, I'd like to drive home with you and chat.
Well,
and you're alone in your vehicle.
Therein lies part of the problem, brother. And you know what? Always act like it's your first date and never go to bed angry. My pops always told me. Thirdly, do not do number two with the fucking door open, bro.
Oh,
I do number two with her in the room. That will just go boom.
Yeah.
Okay. You've heard it from here. Write that down.
No, that point has been pointed out. I was literally wiping sweat out of my asshole after a walk last night. And then dabbing fucking Camoseptine on my anal fissure right in front of her as I made eye contact. I mean, it's just over.
Wow.
It was that.
Oh. Wow. Well, you've heard it all here today, kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotta spice it up.
Can we go back? What were you rubbing on your butthole?
It's called Camoseptine. It's kind of like a... almost like a desitin. Supposed to like keep it dry. Doesn't work. Everything's just a mess back there.
I just usually shower,
you know.
I do that too. You ever see like a guy who like let an M80 go off in his mouth?
No.
Kind of what my asshole looks like.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
I feel like you're doing so much wrong that it's got to be so easy to make the smallest little changes.
You think just maybe less asshole activity will maybe help things? It could be.
Yeah,
right.
I'd start off there.
Also, when you're talking about the amount of effort it takes to go on a date, you can both just take an Uber. Like, you don't have to do this whole thing about worrying about cars and whatever. And if that's the biggest thing you have to worry about is taking two cars to improve the direction of your relationship, is it really that big of a deal?
Yeah, but it's not like we just sit in the apartment and stare at each other.
Do you have kids?
No, thank God.
Oh, my gosh. Then you have no excuse. My goodness.
Bro, I love you, man.
What?
No, I'm just saying he just tells it like it is, like no fucking filter. I love it.
Yeah, that's me. I'm adorable. Not to her though.
Can you make an agreement to maybe just like poop with the door closed, like Lucas said?
We've been trying to do that, and I tried to like instate a no walking around naked clause, but we just both seem to not stop doing that.
I think that's okay.
Walking around naked is fine. We're always walking around. Well, I'm always walking around naked.
Yeah, you guys look better.
I literally barely wear clothes.
Yes, and I concur with what she said, and I do not mind that.
I think it desensitizes, though. You know what I mean? Like it takes kind of some of the allure out of it. It's too like I don't know.
Well, you if your butt looks like you say it does, then possibly.
You ever see that episode of Seinfeld when they're walking around naked?
Yeah, no.
And there's different things. With doing certain things naked are good, but like crouching naked is bad. So when you start like just doing your household chores nude, it ruins everything, I think.
Yeah, I know. That's so vivid in my mind right now. That would be weird.
See,
I know what you're saying about the crouching tiger. Like, yeah, especially a dude. That's not cool, bro. No.
Yeah.
But a woman, that would be amazing. I mean, I'd be like, hey, why don't we put the chores aside and do this?
See, I need my dishes done first.
Oh. Oh, I see.
I just like.
Hold up. Here's my equality. Gone.
Have you guys ever had a lull in your sex life that you had to get yourself out of?
For sure. And I think especially like for us, you know, we have a son, and so it gets hard when you've got kids, especially to find time for like personal stuff. And also when you're just dealing with like, oh, they peed on the floor. Oh, they're hungry, whatever. It can be a little difficult to find the time for each other, but you have to do it, man. You know, cause if you make a choice to be together, you have to try to always remember like what their needs are and also your own. So, we can't be awesome parents if we're not great with each other.
So on the last episode though, or maybe the episode before, he and his girlfriend both said that they're kind of okay with how things are. And now during the whole quarantine, they didn't have sex at all. So that's about 4 months in the house, no sex. But they said they're both cool with it. Thoughts?
Part of that, I was terrified of getting ill and dying. So it wasn't all just not wanting to have sex.
But if you didn't leave the house.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know how this fucking thing works. I also heard about a couple that was on a cruise and they were in the room together and one of them got it, one of them didn't. So, like, I don't know how this thing fucking jumps from one
really
person to another.
Yeah, it's not really that predictable, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm a germaphobe to begin with, so the thing.
Yeah, but you know what? I guess if you're going to go out, you might as well go out with your girl. You know what I mean? The ones you love. I mean, shit.
That's great.
If she had it, I'd be like, hell, let's do this. Like, you know, whatever.
Great philosophy for bungee jumping. Not so much you had sex.
Yeah.
Then you develop a cough 3 days later and just pneumonia to your death.
All right. Well, I'm trying to get advice to you, Maddie, to try to improve stuff for you guys. Did you take anything away from this?
I think we're all right, though. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if it's – listen, like I said either the last episode or the one before that, if I were to speak to myself 10 years ago, like as I am now, that 10-year-old version of me would be like, what the – like you are an absolute pathetic loser. Yeah, that's kind of – well, I mean, I'm going to act like I'm fucking 10 now, so what's the difference? No, I always thought like, oh, you know, once – you know, that fucking old jizz bag. It's like once you get married, it's – the sex is over, and he laughs about it like a loser.
Well,
like, man, you're a fucking loser. But now I'm like, I don't want to have sex anymore. And I'm either broken or I've just reached that point in my life where I don't care as much. I don't know what it is.
All right. Well, I'm trying here. I'm trying.
Do you watch porn?
I mean, regularly.
I feel like a lot of guys who don't want to have, who stop having sex with their women, like, typically, in my experience, are watching so much porn that they're like desensitized to it. It almost is like,
yeah,
it changes things. I don't know.
I should probably stop watching so much porn. That could help.
So that's number two on your homework. One, poop with the door closed. Two, yeah. Until next week's show, stop watching no porn this week.
And no masturbation.
Well, yeah. What am I going to do without it?
Yeah. Go, get it from your girl.
Oh, well, yeah, that. Yeah, obviously, if I'm not watching porn, I'm not going to masturbate. I'm not that imaginative with my masturbatory skills.
Okay, so yes, no, this
wait,
is your homework.
I heard no masturbation.
Oh no, I'm doing that.
I got to chime in.
I'm going to try to do less.
The likelihood of you going to your spouse is going to change.
Oh, so
no,
if you
spouse instead is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, yes, stupid. Of course, that'll help.
Okay, so that's it. That's our early show portion to try to help Matt, even though he doesn't feel like he needs it, but I do. So we're going to go ahead and move on to getting into you guys, Kendra and Lucas. So normally how we start the show is ask each of our guests to tell a story of their worst date experience ever. So you guys can take turns. What was your worst date with somebody ever?
It was years and years and years ago. And it was basically when MySpace came about and, you know, my band was playing, so we put up our stuff and there was this girl commented and I was like, you know, this is all foreign to me, right? I'm like, oh, you can meet people on this shit. Like, this is rad. And then her profile pic was just boom. Like, what? So I was like, yes, I will be downtown at this particular bar at this particular moment. And we met up. That was not her, bro. Oh, no. What? I was like, I thought I was being pranked. I swear.
Like not 10 years off or 50 pounds off. It just was a different person.
It wasn't about the weight. It wasn't about the girth of the person. It was the everything.
It's about the ugly.
I was like, I thought I was being pranked. I was like, no, you're her brother. Where is she?
That's how you know you're not such an attractive lady when your date feels like he's been pranked.
Oh, but she had another picture of just some random. I was like, yeah, what do they call that? Catfish or something?
Catfishing, yeah.
Catfishing. Well, I don't know where that comes from. Jesus.
I don't either. It's like, how did that even come about? Anybody?
I know. Why not tuna fishing? That seems kind of more...
At the beginning of the show, during each week, they talk about it and I don't retain what it is. I can't remember why they call it catfishing, but it was from the
documentary. Here's what my guess would be. Catfish look like they have a mustache, and I'm thinking, like, your date shows up, she has a mustache, she's been catfished. That's just maybe. My brain. It's definitely not it, though.
That's the logical I would go to. Good call on that, bro.
If I said it with confidence, you'd be like, oh, yeah, that's it.
Laura in the chat said catfish are bottom feeders, so...
That's right. That's even more logical.
Yeah.
Thank you, Shannon.
So did you let her know that you acknowledge that she is not the same person as in the picture?
Yeah, no, it carried on for about 5 minutes and I was courteous and that, but I was like, no, come on, like you're like, remember we, and she's like, yes, yes. I was like, circa what year did you take that photo, bro? It was just confusing to me. And then she was like, well, have a nice day. And I was like, sweet. Like, it was just awkward, bro. It's terrifying too. Like, you never know, bro. So, hey, anyone out there who's being catfished or tuna fished, whatever, beware, bring a fishing rod.
Also, don't catfish people if your intent is to actually meet them. Like, that never works out well. It doesn't make any sense. Don't catfish people if your intent is to meet them. I understand catfishing if you're trying to scam somebody for money or something. At least that makes sense. But if you have the intention of actually meeting them and starting a relationship, it's crazy. Like I've said this in the show before, like whenever I'm on dating apps, I try like especially to like not even use my best pictures, because when we meet, I have to be like, oh, so much better looking in person, you know, not the opposite, you know, it's crazy. But
that's a genius idea. I'm totally going to use that if I ever become single.
Which might happen.
I know if I keep blurting out shit in this interview, I might be fucking womanless.
It might be later tonight.
Hey, Kendra, it's your turn. What was your worst date experience?
Oddly enough, I really didn't do like a whole bunch of dating. I was always like the long-term person. You know, like when Lucas and I met, basically we met and he's never left since. So he's pretty much, we've lived together since that day. So that's just kind
together?
Of like...
Right from the beginning? You lived together?
Like literally he came to my house and never left. That's pretty much the story of that.
Yeah, no, my personal assistant quit a week later because kept bringing in and out to her house and cigarettes and beer. And he's like, bro, for real? Like, I was like, jump into bed, bro.
Before you said it, I was going to say it's like a fairy tale. There's Kendra's version of a fairy tale.
I mean, I really didn't do like a whole bunch of dating. I was always like the person that's like, if I was with somebody, that was it. But I guess if I had to say like my, I can't even really think of one.
You have some horrendous
with
stories.
Not with dates. I mean, with it just in life in general, yes, but not with dates.
With a guy.
What you like? Just dating a boyfriend?
No.
Oh, just like
yeah, it can
not
be
one date. not one date where you're like, what the frick, like, is going on here?
Come yeah,
on.
You're going out, he's putting Desitin on his asshole.
Yeah.
You're like, this guy's not going to work out.
No. If you can't think of one, it's okay. We can move on. If you think of one throughout the show, we can pop back to it.
I mean, I guess that would just have to be my answer, is my date with Lucas, because it never ended.
I think that would be the best date.
I mean, it ended up being a great marriage, but I guess probably a poor date.
Was it like love at first? Was it like love at first sight? Did you like have that moment? It was.
Yeah.
It, yeah. Literally, when we met, I was actually brought a girlfriend with me because I was trying to set my best friend up with him. I was like, oh, you have to meet Lucas. You're gonna love him. And I was dating somebody else at the time. And so, but we met, if this tells you anything, we met at Barney's Beanery at like 9 a.m. randomly. And like, literally he was like, no, I don't like your friend. I like you. And I was like, no, you don't. And he's like, yeah, I do. I was like, all right, come over. And that was pretty much it.
Okay. This does count under the category, because her friend was wearing like Uggs and bunny ears. And like, we were having, not at Barney's, but later. And I was like, no, I want her. She's amazing. Aww. Choices.
This is great. I like it. I love hearing happy stories, because on this show, with all the bad date stories, we rarely hear ones that actually end up in success. So that's lovely. Before I move on to the next thing, because you guys don't know, like everyone knows that's listening, but I am single for like 8 or 9 years. I haven't had sex in over 2 years.
Is that by choice or circumstance?
Yeah. She's dating me. That's what's actually going on.
Excuse me while I hurl. I haven't met anybody that, you know, I am excited about. I keep trying like dating sites and stuff, and we'll
start. The dating pool is scary. I say to him all the time, like, I would not want to be a girl trying to date in this world. It's scary. We went through a short period in our marriage where we decided to separate for a little bit, and I literally was like, that's my date story. I literally was like, yay, I'm going to go on, I don't remember what it was, Tinder or Bumble or whatever the kids eat. I don't know what it was. And so I was like, oh, this seems like a cool idea to meet people. And then the second somebody was like, hi, I was like, oh, this is creepy. Delete. Right.
Yeah.
That's kind of my point, is that the dating pool is literally so terrifying at this point. There's not a lot of good.
It's luck of the
draw. I mean, I guess they're out there, but.
Yeah, I mean, you can't. I don't think you could find the one. Maybe by total.
By accident.
Yeah. But that's just gonna happen one day. Like, don't search for it, because that's.
Well, I feel like all those sites, it's like just guys who are trying to hook up, which is the problem. It's like if you meet somebody like out randomly or with friends and you connect, that's a different thing. But I feel like the guys who go on those sites are just like, ooh, there's a chick I want to hook up with. Like, it's not really like they're trying to.
Yeah, I just like in the back of my head, I have friends that are married because they met on like a Tinder or whatever else. But I just think, I don't know. I just think like those two were just meant to be, and that's just how they happened to meet. For me, it's like chemistry is like a really big deal. Like, I guess for everybody it is, but you can't feel chemistry through looking at someone's pictures. Like I said, this is on the show before, like there are some of my exes I would have never swiped right for, you know, but getting to know the person was a different thing. So I just hope quarantine ends soon so I can rejoin the world.
All right, guys, let's take a quick break and talk about one of our sponsors, Cushy Dreams. The products from Cushy Dreams look like high-quality marijuana and feel like high-quality marijuana and taste like high-quality marijuana. So you're getting pretty much everything that you're looking for here. Each plant is hand-selected by a team of experienced cannabis flower experts. They're 100% hand-trimmed, never machine-trimmed. They take the artisan approach, and every run is a small batch. Independent lab testing shows compliance and purity, and each Each batch is slow cured for 2 to 4 weeks to guarantee maximum freshness and preserve flavor and cannabinoids. Cushy Dreams has CBD flower and pre-roll joints, and they come in specific indica and sativa blends like Energy, Hustle, Relax, and Dream. So whatever the reason that you are looking to smoke CBD, they cover all the bases. And of course, we have a great deal for you guys today, so you can give it a shot. If you go to cushydreams.com, that's K-U-S-H-Y dreams.com, and at checkout, use promo code TTI, you're going to get 15% off your first order. Once again, cushydreams.com. Use promo code TTI for 15% off your first order and smoke your CBD because you can. All right, where were we?
But yeah, okay, we're going to move on to the next segment, which is bad things.
Bad things with you.
So this is the part of the show where we talk about fight stories, a physical altercation that you were in. If you're in more than one, the most memorable one. If you want to start this time, Kendra, tell us about a fight you were in.
I think that Lucas and I will probably both give the same answer to this question.
Oh, shit.
with each other?
Is this the... throwing the
yeah, I think all we right. were just gonna say the same thing.
I yeah, this is all I was like, okay, when she's gonna tell the story, and at the moment of the trajectory, I was like, no. Okay, go on.
These were younger days when I had a much worse temper and I drank Jaeger, which I don't drink anymore and haven't drank for a very long time. But so Lucas and I were out one night. And I had probably had just a little too much Jaeger. And a girl walked up and kind of like scooched, like did this and like tried to hug Lucas. And meanwhile, just like bumped me out of the way. And then she was like, oh, you're pretty. And just like did that.
Oh, boy.
And so, yeah. Lucas was like, you know.
And she was all like, why? Oh, I was like, oh, bye.
Also, I'm like Puerto Rican and Italian, so, you know.
Uh-oh. That's a good mix, but, if you're looking to avoid a fist fight.
Mix it with Jaeger. It's a really great combo. and so I'll let you go ahead.
So we were leaning against the side wall of this bar, like, and this chick just kind of goes through. She walks, stumbles through, and she's like, whatever. And then Kendra's like, this bitch. And she, and I'm like, whoa, babe. What? She's like, really? What do you mean, what? What? And just grabs, like, you know those thick whiskey glasses? They have a lot of glass at the bottom, the heavy little fuckers. Mm-hmm. She just goes, what? And goes, what? You know when you cut off the what, when it goes to, you know there's danger. She goes, grabs this thing, and I'm like, no, full glass, like a heavy. Dude, she threw it literally across the entire bar, and I was like, someone's going to go to the hospital. But it missed shoulders, faces. And that chick right in the back, bro. It was the best. And I was like, nice shot.
What's really funny is that Lucas knows my temper well enough that, like, he'll literally, like, if somebody starts going someplace, he'll just be like,
yeah. Bring it down.
Did she, how did she respond to that? What happened next?
She said, ow, really loud.
Oh, no, because like, as soon as it hit her, she was like, what is it? And we were all holding Kendra back, so she's not going to attack the lion who just threw a glass at you. Like,
yeah.
So she just turned around and saw this little hot Puerto Rican going like, really? What? So, yeah, no one got hurt. No animals were hurt.
Well, and you have to understand, I'm literally like 5'1", so I'm like the tiniest little.
Me too.
So when I do,
and
get
you both
upset,
have the same actually, move, by the way.
When I do get upset, it's actually kind of like funny. I feel like, because people are like,
yeah, Shannon's fired a few fucking pieces of glassware across a bar in her day.
Because mm-hmm. girls don't know how to act.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, there's just respect, right?
Exactly. And I'm sure she learned her lesson.
Yeah. No concussion. Oh, she got off lucky.
Yeah, but you hit her back, right? Not her head. It's fine.
Yeah.
There's one other time, which I feel like... I'm not going to like give the craziest amount of detail, but again, it was during that period of separation when I ended up running into Lucas with a lady friend somewhere. And
where was she buried?
What was what? I didn't hear
where,
that.
Where can we find her body?
Well, yeah. So she's like, you don't even know, like Lucas and I, we're in love. Like we're this, and Lucas is like, you know, and I was like, oh really? And you know, again, when it starts with really, you know, it's downhill from there. And so she just, I just, something about the way she kept saying his name just like made me insane. And so I was like, that's it. Say his name one more time. You know. Say it one more time. Just say Luke. Say it one more time.
And that's from, I'm behind over the shoulder of the girl I was with going like this.
Don't say it.
And then she goes, Lucas. And dude, all of a sudden you see this. Dude, straight up just...
Boy. Just started swinging. That's awesome.
No, it was it just one dude, and the girl.
Oh, just one shot.
It hit her. She was like, "Yeah," and went, "Oh, I'm calling them police. I'm calling them police later, Lucas. You come with me." And I was like, "I ain't going with you."
No, that's not what happened. Actually,
no, I wanted to bring you home.
Yes, what actually happened is Lucas was like, "Can we just calm down, Kendra? Why don't you just get in the car with us? We'll get you home." I was like, "Are you out of?" With him and
the
yes, you did.
I did not say said, us.
We'll give you a ride home. It'll be fine.
I meant me, because I wanted to change.
Yeah, he was trying to. He was like, "Just get in the car with us. It's all gonna be good. Like, we'll work it out." I'm like,
so bad.
Lucas, do you have a story where you were the one that got into the fight?
A fight over...
No, it doesn't have to be over Kendra. Just a time you
got into it. When I was 18, I trained Taekwondo and got my black belt and all that crap, but it's a serious thing fighting, you know? When I have fun, it's only like the utmost... it's severe. You know, I think fighting is a really dumb thing, and people can get really fucking hurt, you know, just with one swing or one kick, one trip, you fall, you know what I mean? So I take that seriously, and I'm not a fighter. I'm a lover, man. It gives me anxiety, dude. You know, but when I do get into that mode, I black out, and that's not a good place to be. You don't want to not remember shit. So, I mean, I haven't fought since fucking high school, dude. I mean, I think I've gotten to two fights in my life. And I got my ass kicked both times, so.
But I guess now you probably have, like, security and stuff, like, if shit goes down, so that, you know, you're not in the line of fire, kind of.
You know, we don't really keep a lot of people around us, like, really just his assistant. I don't feel like we put ourselves in those kind of positions anymore. Like, you know what I mean? Like when we were younger, I think we were a bit more carefree about where we went and what we did and all that kind of stuff. But having a son and all that kind of stuff, we're homebodies. We stay at home. We don't go anywhere. We're so boring. We go out to dinner and we're like, oh, this is so exciting. This is good food. We're like that guy now, you know?
COVID coldies. That's it, baby.
Why would you even show that? That's
what? It's the beer I drink and I am not ashamed of it.
What is it?
It's so gross.
Someone said it in the chat.
Milwaukee's best. He's not even drinking Canadian beer. You should be ashamed of yourself.
No, if I drink a Canadian beer now, I'm hammered. Just one. I'm like, what is going on here?
Woo. But also, just about that, I was also going to say, is like in the time period, like that I grew up and where I grew up, because I grew up on the East Coast and stuff like that, and in a kind of like not super safe place. And so that was kind of how you earned your respect. But I feel like in today's culture, in today's world, it's like having a son and all that kind of stuff. Like, we can't imagine him having to deal with like fighting and all that kind of stuff. And like, you know, we try and protect
that's
him.
That's a great point. You know, like, cause I was bullied a lot as a kid, you know? So I think fighting for me was like, ew, it just brings back all that shit, you know? Cause once you're in a fight, you can't get out of it. It's got to end some way. It's not, I don't like that. You know, she's right. I mean, my son got bullied as well in school, and I was like, it brought back many memories of me. He's 9, going on 10, okay. And dude, it brought out some rage. I was like, dude, this sucks being a daddy right now, because like these kids,
yeah,
oh, bro.
All the decisions that you make,
microphone, Kendra.
We can hear you.
All those choices that we used to make, like, we don't make those kind of choices anymore. So, you know, it's like, it's craziness.
Yeah, it's terrifying to me, the idea of having a kid. And, well, I have, like, nieces and a nephew, and my niece is 11 now. So it's just that right age where kids really start getting shitty. And
yeah. They're mean.
And I hear things, and I want to, like, murder children, but, like, it's not I don't know the right way. To go
I feel like now
to murder them.
Don't murder them, probably.
I feel like it's not as scary anymore, though, because you have shortage of places to train a kid in martial arts now, with like, you know, UFC and MMA getting so big.
It's not about being physically bullied, though. It's like that mental torture, especially
it is.
Social media.
But all the martial arts in the world aren't going to save you from guns, which is one of the biggest problems a lot of kids are dealing with.
You get your kid into fucking Muay Thai kickboxing and you strap a pistol to his ankle. End the school like that.
Well, we live in Tennessee, so a lot of people, I think, have that same idea.
Should be easy enough.
Before I move on, where did you grow up, Kendra? Because you said the East Coast.
I grew up all over the East Coast. I was born in Massachusetts, but I lived in New York and in Connecticut and pretty much all over New England.
Yeah, growing up in Massachusetts, it all comes together. Puerto Rican, Italian, Massachusetts.
And New York, too. I mean, I lived in the city for a long time, and I lived in Brooklyn, and I lived in a whole bunch of places in New York. And that's a whole different culture than pretty much anywhere in the world, I feel like.
Yeah, agreed.
Say New York.
There are like three words in this whole world that he makes fun of me for saying.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, so Shannon thinks it's only three words, too.
It is only three words.
She worked on getting rid of her New York accent. And I'm like, why would you do that? I've been trying my whole life to, like, make mine better.
I did. So when I moved to California and I decided that I wanted to act, and I was like 18 or whatever, and I moved to California, and I would go to all these auditions, and everyone would say, your accent is so thick. Like,
so good.
And so I took like a year of speech therapy to try to enunciate my words better. But every once in a while, like when I'm angry, it's still like the East Coast comes down. and there are certain words that I literally can't say in my household because he will make fun of me like relentlessly.
Say D-O-G.
Dog.
Dog.
Oh. It's
so much effort.
So forced.
I know. Dog. You know she wanted to say dog.
Well, that's one of the words he makes fun of me about the most, because the
hot dog. She says she don't say a hot dog. She says hot dog, like it's a football player. Hot
like
dog.
She's Indian. hot dog.
Or $100. No, 100. She goes 100.
I get it on the show all the time because Maddie. From New York, but not from the city, so he doesn't have it. And I do only have it on those certain words, like.
And especially like when you are really passionate, and also when I go home to visit my family, I'll come home literally after a week or two with my family, and he's like.
it gets a little.
Yeah, my girlfriend is a former Bronx garbage, so I still get the occasional X every now and again. What did you just say?
What is it?
X. Like she's like, I'm gonna X you a question. Like last week.
Oh yeah.
She's like 18 years removed from that area, but every now and again, just slips in there. I don't know what it is.
Who else? There's another one that I don't know like, where this comes from. Where does the this come from? If I'm honest, that's not right, nerds. Correct? If I'm honest, if I'm I were
I would say.
So many people, if I'm honest, I'm going to tell you this, okay? No.
It feels like, yeah, I was going to say, it feels like Chicago.
That, right? It probably is Chicago. Okay, that's probably your brother you're talking about.
Yeah.
I even said it there. I can't say if I'm honest. If I'm honest, I don't know what that is.
I feel like, if you preempt any conversation with if I'm honest, you're probably being dishonest.
Yeah.
You know who probably says that? You could, here's the thing. You could like pick them out of a lineup now. It's all the people that are driving in their car alone with a mask on. That's the guy that says, if I'm honest, I'm a stupid asshole who drives alone in his car with a mask on.
Yeah, all I want is a fucking hot dog over here, okay?
Speaking of accents, though, by the way, Rosie Perez never had to get rid of her crazy accent.
Yeah, she's doing great.
When I take, is it Rosie?
White man can't jump, right?
Wait,
yeah, that was recent.
There's two little Puerto Rican actresses. What's the other? Rosie Perez and there's
Rosie
one other
Perez
one.
Definitely one of them. Selena?
I think it's her. So it's not, I think it's Rosie Perez. I've been taking the bus again recently. On the bus, they give.
Sorry.
I just keep cutting me off for a zero purpose.
Well, I was going to say.
So, and they have like, you know, stupid announcements and they're usually like, you know, I don't know, don't eat or whatever. But now it's wear your mask, but it's Rosie Perez and her crazy accent. And it's like, I just want to see like how this even came about that they're like, yeah, let's pick a New Yorker with a crazy accent.
Well, here's the thing. She probably has one of the most recognizable voices and accents in the world. Like when you hear her, you know, it's her, right?
Yeah.
So. What did you do with the money, Billy? Fuck you, Billy.
Who does that sound like you?
Yeah, she's just like, if New Yorkers wear your masks and respect each other, and that's it. It's just one line. It's crazy.
That's all she's done in the past two decades.
Yeah.
She's beautiful, man. She's awesome as hell, man.
Yeah. I saw her at SiriusXM.
Oh, yeah, dude. Once you go Puerto Rican, you can't go Bacarican.
All right, guys, let's take one more quick little break to talk about one of our favorite sponsors, which is Yo Kratom. At YoKratom.com, they are the home of the $60 kilo. And if you're familiar with Kratom and know sometimes, especially with the closings of stores and stuff, you have to go to a gas station or a smoke shop and they're crazy high priced. You never really know the quality of the product that you're getting. You have to settle for whatever strains they have in stock. At Yo Kratom, they have every single strain you can think of and even strains that you haven't thought of. My favorite one is Trainwreck, and it's actually a combination of several different strains. So you're getting the benefits of a bunch of different strains in all in one. They come in powder, capsule form. You can get it in an extract. So however you prefer to take Kratom, I like the powder. I know a lot of my friends prefer the capsules, but however you want it, they have it all there, and it's the best quality Kratom that you're going to find. So once again, check out YoKratom.com. Get yourself a $60 kilo. Scroll around a little bit and see everything that they have, and you can learn about the different strains and stuff like that. And let us know what you think about it. YoKratom.com. All right, let's get back to it.
All right, we're gonna move over to the final segment, which is scary things. So this is the part of the show where we talk about weird, creepy, unexplainable, possibly paranormal experiences. So whoever wants to go first, but tell us about a weird...
We're both going to say the same thing for this one too, I know it. So when we first... No, that's about to hit me in. When we first moved to Tennessee, well, we were living in LA, and we decided we wanted to get the heck out of LA. And so I went online, and I found... literally my actual dream house. Like it had everything I had ever imagined in life that I wanted in a house was in this house. Like most beautiful house, big log cabin in the woods, spiral stair. Don't do that. Like spiral staircase. It just this beautiful great loft, but just everything just gorgeous. And so we sent his assistant at the time out to look at it. And she was like, oh, yeah, no, it's gorgeous. It's the most beautiful house. upon getting to Tennessee, we got it sight unseen. We were like, yeah, we'll take it.
A virtual tour or anything?
2 weeks later. Yeah. That's pretty much it. 2 weeks later, we packed up everything we owned and moved in two semis to Tennessee. And we got to this house. It had the craziest driveway, like straight up and down. Like you couldn't get up and down it. Like so many people crashed their car on it.
That incline, I shit you not.
Yeah, no, it was really bad. So that's probably why, we were able to get it so quickly. But the craziest and creepiest thing is that we got in, we got settled, and we started realizing so there were like three floors, but on the bottom floor, there were like three or four bedrooms but there was a cement room that was built behind the laundry room. Jeez. And there were actual like tally marks on the, it was just a little tiny, less than a closet size cement room, but it had like tally marks and Barbie heads. It's really weird.
Barbie heads, dolls, and crayon drawings. But the weird thing is, it was like right in our laundry room. So there was like this little cantina.
It was
type
like
thing.
A hidden room.
But I was like, why, where's the, there must have been a door. Like, why would someone be in this area? It's weird. And then I looked on the walls and there was fucking hinges. There was a lock from the outside.
Yeah.
Fuzz, dude.
Well, not only that, but then as we started exploring the house, we would find like, so all of the doors on the bottom floor locked from the outside.
Oh, that's so creepy, dude.
But so we started having these, it gives me chills even thinking about it, but we started having these really insane experiences and dreams and literally feeling like we were being suffocated on it. And guests would come over to our house and they would be like come to stay for the weekend. And we actually had several guests who were like, I'm sorry, I can't stay here. Something is like suffocating me.
Like pushing on their chest.
Like,
yeah.
And so we ended up having our pastor come and bless the house. And also the craziest, like the water would turn on in throughout the house at like 3 and 4 in the morning every night. The lights would go on. People would hear crazy things. Like it was literally the craziest house. We had our pastor come and bless it and do oils and literally we eventually ended up having to move out because it was that terrifying of a house.
Really? So no change?
No, it was fucked up. As soon as the pastor came over and he put like sage and all that, I'm like, what is sage? Like, you know, I didn't know. Yeah, I'm just like, dude, some crazy shit's been going on. Ever since the moment he left and went home that night, I swear to you, I was in my bed, but in my dream, quote unquote, I was in the living room looking up, and whatever the fuck Satan is, dude, he looked at me and he came down on me and just wanted to squish my chest in and was laughing. It was so fucking terrifying. And that's when I was like, dude, this ain't cool. Like, I don't even do drugs. Like, that shit's fucked up, dude.
So flash forward to a couple years later, after we move out of the house, and I start working, and managing some businesses downtown in Nashville. And one of the girls that we ended up hiring, I was like, oh, I used to live in this crazy house, blah, 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 blah. Well, as it turned out, she grew up like two houses down from that house. And it was like on, it's on like Civil War battleground stuff. And so they used to find all kinds of crazy stuff. And they had a lot of the same experiences in their house and had found like old Civil War, like arrowheads and all kinds. It's just a really crazy, crazy little area.
Wow. Yeah. Is the house currently occupied?
Yeah. So somebody moved into it. Actually, a pretty well-known music producer here in Nashville ended up moving into the house. And I know they did a ton of renovations, but I've never asked them about it, whether or not they've had any experiences there.
No, we were like, peace, bye. Enjoy, love you, bye.
That's someone in the chat, and this is Sylvia and Mackie in the chat, and this is obviously the first thing that comes to my head too, is it sounds like a house that needs to be investigated, because we're always talking about, for this segment, wanting to, like, you know, do an overnight at a place that claims to be haunted and do a little bit of an investigation. That's why I was curious if somebody was
It is
there.
Literally the creepiest place. It's built on, it's a beautiful, beautiful home, but it's built on about 8 acres of land. It's really on, like, old kind of battleground stuff, but I also think that maybe something happened in that cement room that maybe hasn't. Oh, that's the other part, is our neighbors told us, they were like, yeah, the family that lived here, they had a bunch of kids, and then one day we just stopped seeing the kids, and then one day the family moved and, like, disappeared, like, we never saw them again. But they said that they had, the kids used to go down to school or whatever, and then one day they just stopped seeing the kids altogether. Huh. And then one day the family was just gone. So they were like, we don't know what actually happened to them or if they moved or whatever. But
that's what those,
we started talking to them about our experiences there. Yeah. It was like pretty crazy stuff. Yeah,
how long did you end up staying there for?
I think we were there from like 2010 until 2014 or 13, maybe.
So
we
long enough.
3-4 years. And when I tell you, we experienced every kind of thing. We experienced every kind of, like, crazy thing there. And then finally we were just like, all right, we got to throw the towel in on this one. We gotta go.
You know, what's the craziest thing about it was, if anything happened, the driveway was so fiercely, like, angled, you couldn't get up it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, you just couldn't. Like, the day we arrived, I tried to get the U-Haul up like an idiot, like a 30-foot U-Haul with another 15-foot. And I'm like, I can do this. And I saw the neighbor go, we were driving up, and she was like, and I was like, hi. She was like, no. I went right up it, and we got stuck around the bend a week. It took a week to get all of our shit.
Oh, my God.
It was brutal.
He called first and he was like, we can't get the truck up the hill. And I was like, yes, you can, because I was in a different vehicle. I was like, you better. I need my bed tonight. He's like, dude, we can't get, it's not going up this hill. I was like, you better. You know, I need some place to sleep. Well, in all fairness, it was a really long drive. It was bad.
So before moving into that house, did you guys believe in this kind of thing? Like the idea of, like, spirits or ghosts or paranormal?
From the side, kind of. So I always had, like, I grew up going to church, and so I was very, you know, kind of informed. I studied, you know, Judaism. I went to synagogue. I went, like, I grew up in, I know a lot about a lot of different religions. And so, I believed that it existed, but hadn't really experienced it to that, you know, to that degree. But but then when we moved to Tennessee, I feel like we just had so many different, like, God shots and so many different experiences with kind of the paranormal and the in my opinion, the demonic side on at that point in that house. But that was, I think, the first time of really dealing with.
I think the more, like, we both believe in God, so I think the more vigilant you are about that, the more you get attacked by evil. So I'd be a fool to think there's no such thing as evil if I believe in grace and mm-hmm. God.
Right.
Was that your first experience with something crazy like that?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
And since then, nothing for either of you anywhere. It was just that house.
There's always, the stronger you get in your faith of whatever that may be, there's always going to be a reciprocal, I think. There's always going to be a balance, a counter, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So every time that we get closer and we get back to, like, the good in life, like the important stuff, there's an onslaught of bullshit. It just... Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You know, everyone goes like, why now? Well, why now means because you're doing the right thing and shit is happening. So just, you got to handle that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's as plain as day, I think.
I think too, like, I really believe this, and I don't know your thoughts about this, but I totally believe this. Like, so I think that you know, a lot of times when we sleep or we dream and stuff, that we really have the ability to communicate with those that have passed. And so a lot of times, I know this is true for both Lucas and I, but, you know, like I'll have full on conversations with like my grandparents in my sleep, and it's real, you know what I mean? It's, I don't think that it, I think that sometimes you just can get on a different kind of spiritual plane that allows you to be more open to that kind of communication.
Are you like lucid dreaming when that's happening? Like you're aware that you're dreaming?
100%. Yeah.
Same for you.
Like I'm such a neurotic person that I pretty much talk to myself while I sleep every night. And I like make checklists in my head. You know, he's laughing because he knows it's true. Like, I'm like, okay, you're dreaming, but for groceries tomorrow, we're going to do this. And then we're going to do this. And then we're going to clean that room. And like, it's literally like in my head, I'm always very lucid dreamer.
I dream weird shit, like stuff that's not even mentionable or notable. It's just random shit, like me cleaning like a glass and then, you know, not cleaning the cups. Just stupid shit. Yeah, no, I'm being honest. Like, you wake up, you know when you don't remember dreams, but you wake up and you're like, yes, I remember. Why did I have to remember that fucking dumb dream? What? Why was I cleaning a glass? We got a dishwasher right here.
It seems like you guys are both squandering your dream time.
Yes.
You're doing chores, both of you. What are you doing? You know what? That's how you know your life is great. You're like, I'll do chores in my sleep.
I'm doing it because I'm actually neurotic, and he's doing it because he knows I'm neurotic, and
he's like, if I don't that's clean probably it. That's dream, it.
So yeah, in my dream, I already know tomorrow I'm gonna take shit if I don't do the dishes.
Yeah.
So I'm preempting the onslaught of my defeat.
If I don't do the dream dishes, she's gonna dream murder me.
I don't have like normal dreams ever. I have like apocalyptic dreams, and then I dream about stuff where there's like
some premonition type ones.
No, I don't think so. It's always like I usually don't see what it is, but I know that there's something bad coming for me, and the whole dream is me trying to avoid the bad
avoiding
thing.
It.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. the bad could
do you
be
fly
like,
in your dreams, because legit flying is the coolest, but I always feel like when I have those dreams, I have the ability to fly and I can like
I
fly
it.
Away from things.
I always try to fly. I can't.
That's it. I will get to that point where I kind of can in the dream, but then like my brain kicks in and it's like, no, stupid, you know, you can't fly. So I'll start to hover a little bit in the dream, and then I'm like, oh no, I can't fly. I don't realize I'm in the dream, but I realize I can't fly. So yeah.
And I run so slow as well.
Yes. And fights, you never connect with the person.
Ever. Yeah. Or and so sometimes if you want to scream, you're like completely paralyzed. That's the word.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I want to yell at people in dreams, I get like all fucking, my mouth stops working completely.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like Jell-O. Totally.
Yeah. So who's ever moderating our dreams, F you.
Fix it. All right. So we're in about an hour. We're going to start to wrap up and do a quick round of plugs. I'll start with you, Maddie. What would you like to plug?
I just follow my social media.
What?
With a fucking tampoon. You can follow me at Jessica Skulls across anything and everything that you can put a screen name too.
Kendra, anything you like to plug?
Lucas's new video, Summertime, just came out. It's amazing. Features a lot of pretty cool people and friends. It's on YouTube.
For the listeners of this show, you'll know Big J Okerson, and you may see Big J Okerson.
We love Big J. He's like our favorite human.
Dude, he's best comedian since like, I mean, anybody. Sorry, I'm just saying it. Lay it down. Drop the mic.
No, don't listen to him. Yeah, no, he's great. I just saw him in Jersey last weekend. It was my first time like going out to like something that's like not just my apartment. And he was at Distress Factory. It was great. He's so funny.
He's the best. He's so funny. He's awesome. Like literally like you. Lucas told a story, I think, when he was on the show on SCR last week. But it's so true. It's like we brought a girlfriend and she was so uptight. And and we were like, how can you not laugh? This is the funniest thing we've ever heard. Like it?
No.
She's just uptight. I think she secretly did enjoy it, because who
really
wouldn't
uptight.
Enjoy it? But she was just uptight. Like, I think uncomfortable to laugh.
Yeah, that's you gotta get new friends.
Fuck her.
Yeah, I definitely I unfriended her literally at the table Good. When she said like no, I was like unfriend.
Plot.
So check out follow Kendra and Lucas on social media, and of course Lucas's new single Summertime. Thank you guys so much for being a part of the show today. I really appreciate it. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, thanks
your
for having us.
Thank you, Shannon. It's been a pleasure, baby. Anytime. Yes.
Thank you so much. Also, check out Lucas's appearance on the SDR show and his performance, which I was telling you guys, I've watched just the performance several times over. It was so good. It was like the best Zoom recorded performance that I have experienced during quarantine. Anybody else doing it or our recordings? It was so good. So check that out.
Thank you.
Follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982. Wherever you're listening to the show, you can watch it live for free every single Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern at gasdigitalnetwork.com/live. Use promo code TTI to get a 2-week free trial for the entire network, every single show, including SDR, Legion of Skanks, both Big J Okerson. If you have stories to submit for bad things, scary things, or bad date stories, send it to thethingispodcast@gmail.com. Got one in there. And go to podcastmerch.com for t-shirts, hoodies, and mugs. And if you listen on iTunes, leave a rating and review. We give some shout outs from there every so often. That's it. Thank you guys so much for being on the show. Thank you.
Yeah, can we check back in once he's decided to stop watching porn for a week and no masturbating?
Absolutely.
Let us know how it goes.
Yeah.
Do a follow.
No more X videos, bro. No more X videos. No Pornhub. Put that to bed, bro. Just bring your girl to bed, B-Boo.
All right. I'll fuck my girlfriend.
All right. Back next week. Bye, guys.